The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the United States and Iran traded fire overnight, casting further doubt on whether the fragile ceasefire will hold. The US President Donald Trump rejected a report that he was close to a compromise deal with Iran, and he threatened to blow up Oman if it fails to behave. Here's Donald Trump answering a reporter's question on the issue during a press conference.
Would you accept a short-term deal that allows Iran and Oman to control the strait? And would they have to open it immediately, or would you be open to that happening over a period of time?
No, the strait's going to be open to everybody.
And who would control
it? International waters. Nobody's going to control it. We're going to watch over it. We'll watch over it, but nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, so we'll have to blow them up.
And there were raised eyebrows from his cabinet colleagues when he made that statement. Let's get the latest on all of this. I'm joined by Adam Parsons, Sky's Middle East correspondent. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Claire.
So fire has been traded overnight. What's been happening?
Yeah, so there's been a trade, as far as you put it, involving the United States and Iran. Now, we are not talking about a sort of huge return to conflict, but we are talking about the United States attacking what it thought were drones that were going to imperil it, and then Iran attacking a U.S. Base. Neither of these things are enormous cataclysmic events, but I think they're a demonstration of, as we all know, just how fragile and frail this ceasefire is, not least because of the apparent lack of progress. And you've just illustrated that very well there, the fact that after all these talks, we are still hearing about, well, who's going to control the Strait of Hormuz? Well, let's just remember that before this war started, you know, ships were going through the Strait of Hormuz without any problems at all. So we're in this curious position where at the moment people are discussing a ceasefire that would just take us back to where we were before the war even broke out.
And that's the real frustration for everybody looking on here, seeing the impact that this conflict has had. But the Iranians appeared at one point, certainly yesterday, to believe or to be saying that they expected that a draft deal with the United States was on the table, indeed, that it had been drawn up. But Donald Trump clearly rejected that at the cabinet meeting yesterday.
Yeah, the Iranian state television reported it had an initial unofficial framework for the agreement. The White House then said that was a complete fabrication. Now, under that document, and I have to say, I think it's unlikely to be the framework final version, but under that document, Iran would open the Strait of Hormuz, but would continue to control the strait in cooperation with Oman. I don't think there is any way that the Americans are going to tolerate that. You just heard that extraordinary moment when the President of the United States threatened to attack Oman, which is not only a U.S. ally, but is one of the mediators in this dispute. Then this document also says the U.S. withdrawing an unspecified number of troops from areas around around Iran, not saying whether that would apply to American military bases, and crucially, no mention at all in here of enriched uranium or nuclear weapon programs, and those have to be central to any agreement, surely.
And that threat against Oman, and as I said, when you watch the footage, you see certainly Marco Rubio beside him and Pete Hegseth looking on, disbelieving almost that he had threatened Oman in that way. But that came after there were reports of some sort of talks between Iran and Oman about jointly charging tolls for ships going through the strait. Is that really something that is being discussed?
Well, I think there may well have been talks at some level. I mean, look, Iran and Oman are the two countries on either side of that strait. It's a narrow strait of water. But I think the Omanis will have known from a very early point that's not going to fly. There is no way that the Americans have gone through all this and have made such a big deal of reopening the Strait of Hormuz to allow tolls to be paid. And also, just on a very practical basis, Claire, I mean, Iran is subject to sanctions. And at the moment, you tomorrow said, right, you've got to go through and you've got to pay a toll, well, you can't because Iran is a sanctioned country. So I don't think there's any practical solution. This is obviously Trump rhetoric, but I think it's probably him laying down in his normal bombastic way that there is absolutely no way he is going to allow these tolls to be imposed. And I suspect much of the world would certainly agree with that. I don't think they would agree with bombing Iran, but they certainly would agree with opposing any form of toll, to use that strait.
And Adam, as time goes on, it's looking less and less likely that Donald Trump is going to get a better deal than the one Barack Obama had, which Trump abandoned in 2018. That's an absolute anathema to him, isn't it? Because he really does not want to be associated in any way with the Barack Obama deal. But it's hard to see how he makes progress from there.
And the Iranians, who are exceptionally good and battle-hardened negotiators, know that. They know that he is terrified of having a deal that he cannot say is better than the Obama deal, which in the eyes of many people was working well. Trump wrote it off as being the absolutely most catastrophic deal possible. He has to come back with something better. And at the moment, he is struggling to do that. And believe me, the Iranians are very, very well aware of that. That is why they are trying to hold his feet to the flame and say, well, look, sign up to this and then you can try and sell this to your people and then you can move on. They will play a long game. I guess Trump either has to play that long game along with them and hope for concessions, or he comes up with what is not as good a deal but tries to sell that to his base and move on. Or option three is that he resumes the conflict in the hope that that will put the Iranians further into a corner.
We're all having to play the long game now. It was promised to be a two-week affair, and look where it's at now. Adam, thank you so much for your time. Adam Parsons there, Sky's Middle East correspondent.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.